You're listening to That's What They Say here on Michigan Public.
It's that time of year again. With 2024 behind us, we can vote on the word of the year.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now from Philadelphia is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Rebecca. I am in Philadelphia, where the annual meeting of the American Dialect Society and the Linguistic Society of America is happening. And as we do every year on Friday night, we voted on the word of the year.
This is one of my favorite segments that we do. So let's get right into it. Besides the word of the year, you vote on a whole bunch of other categories. A lot of times I'm almost more interested to see what won in the various individual categories.
And I thought that would be a good way to come at it this year, because also for the word of the year, we're going to need a content warning.
Oh, good grief. Okay.
We do vote on other categories. This is in the ballroom. There are over 300 people there, and we work through the categories and people can speak for or against things. So let's start with the digital word of the year. This year, the winner was brain rot.
I can identify with that one.
So for those who don't know it, it is both the mental deterioration that you may experience from the consumption of media or other content that have very little value. It can also be the content itself. And so we had discussions about Skibidi Ohio Riz and other such slangy things. Skibidi Toilet, which is a short video series, is often seen as capturing brain rot. This was Oxford University Press's Word of the Year. It does go back to the 19th century and Henry Thoreau, but it was the digital word of the year. The runner-up was AI slop.
Having some experience with AI, I like that one. I appreciate that one.
I do too. So content generated by artificial intelligence that is of little value. All right. Most useful word of the year, lock in. Now, this means to enter a state of deep focus and concentration, or to stop messing around and get something done. You know, you can say to someone, you got to lock in on this paper, on grading, on asking this person out. This gained momentum with a post on X about a little brother at an aquarium who was describing that fish is locked in, or that fish is tweaking, which is slang for freaking out. And then that contrast became a meme.
Were there any new categories this year?
There was one new category, which was most fun while it lasted. And the winner was Brat. This is from Charlie XCX, the singer, someone who exudes a confident or hedonistic attitude. It can also be an adjective. So we had Brat Summer this past summer. And some people may remember that Kamala Harris was described as Brat by Charlie XCX. And so there was also some nostalgia here for Brat Summer and for other things that were Brat.
We're getting a little short on time here, so we better get to the word of the year. And I'm kind of dreading it.
So we are going to acknowledge the existence of sex. The word of the year was raw dog. In July, the New York Times had a headline, "A Wildly Obscene Term's Path to Mainstream Usage." This is a taboo word, came from vulgar slang. It used to mean, and can still mean, to have sex without a condom, but it has undergone broadening. It has clearly lost a lot of its taboo and can now mean to undertake something without preparation or usual protection or comfort. There is a phenomenon of people raw dogging on planes, which is sitting there and looking only at the flight map for hours. But students can raw dog class, which means coming without having done the reading, or you could raw dog January if you're not drinking. So it has taken on a lot of other uses.
All right. We cannot leave it with raw dog. Is there one more category that stood out to you?
Absolutely. Most creative word of the year was actually a phrase. I know some listeners will be upset about that, but it was the X I X'd. And here, the X'd is going to be an irregular form of a regular verb. So the gasp I gusped, or the scream I scrumped. This is a playful social media thing. And of course, as linguists, we loved this creative play with making verbs irregular.
And thank you again so much for keeping us up to date on all of the words of the year.
I look forward to doing it again next year.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.